cast another spear, rat, and I'll throw you over the wall after it.
The Kravak watchers balanced atop their ladders could move from one level to the next in seconds. They surveyed the battlefield from above and gave signal to the Kai Sharam, who blew the horn of Sharak, beginning the dance. A Sikh immediately stepped from his alcove, cavorting about to draw the attention of the demons nearby.
Here! Here! Come, you foul demon beast! Here!
Several clay demons caught sight of him, leaping to give chase. A Sikh stood unafraid, letting them commit to the chase before taking off himself, running for the ambush point up ahead, past the first barrier. The clay demon on the wall by Jardir's alcove leapt at him as he went by. But Hasik twisted and brought up his shield, not only deflecting the attack, but also angling the shield so that the magic sent the demon hurling over the wall all the way down into the pits, the first kill of the night. Hasik sprinted into the maze of debris, dodging around the barriers with a speed and agility that belied his heavy frame. The call was a traditional one for baiters, signaling to the Dalsharam at an ambush point that Alagai approached. The warriors fell upon the unsuspecting demons. Suddenly, a watcher, a day, popped up over the wall right in front of them.
Bring extra spears to the bush guard in the courtyard!
Jardir grabbed a pair of spears, and Abban did likewise, but Jardir could see the fear in his eyes.
Stay close to me and do as I do. This is no different from the drills we did all day.
Except that this is night!
But he followed as Jardir glanced both ways and darted for Hasik's cove, keeping crouched low behind the wall to avoid the notice of the wind demon circling high above the village. They made it to the alcove, and from there down the steps to the courtyard. Clay demons fell like rain from above as the Dalsharam drove them over the terrace walls.
Boy, spear!
Jardir saw that the drillmaster's own spear was snapped in half as he faced a sand demon. Seemingly unhindered, Kaval spun the broken shaft so quickly it blurred, driving it into the demon's shoulder and hip joints. But while the drillmaster seemed to be in no danger from the demon before him, the inferior weapon was slowing him at a time he needed to finish the demon quickly.
Acha!
Jardir threw a fresh spear. At the call, Kaval shoved the broken shaft down the demon's throat and caught the new one in a smooth turn that brought him right back in to attack with a new weapon. In moments, the sand demon fell shrieking into the pit.
Don't just stand there! Finish and get back to your post!
Jardir nodded and scurried off, he and Abban similarly supplying other warriors. When they were out of spears, they turned to head back up the steps. Jardir looked back to see an angry clay demon roll back to its feet and shake its head. It was far from a pushguard and spotted easier prey in Abban and Jardir.
The ambush pocket!
Jardir pointed to the small warded alcove where the pushguard had hidden until the demons began to fall from the sky. As the clay demon charged after them, the two boys broke for it. But just shy of the pocket's safety, Abban's leg collapsed under him. Jardir picked up speed, leaping to tackle Abban as he struggled to rise. He took the brunt of the impact himself, rolling them both over and turning the momentum into a perfect Sharasak throw that sent Abban's bulky frame tumbling the last few feet to safety. Jardir fell flat and remained prone when the move was completed. The demon, predictably, followed the motion and leapt at Abban, only to strike the wards in the pocket. Jardir got quickly to his feet as the clay demon shook off the shock of the wards, but the demon spotted him immediately, and worse, it stood between him and the safety of the wards. He felt a moment of panic until he remembered the words of Drillmaster Karen.
Alagai have no guile. They may be stronger and faster than you, but their brains are those of a slow-witted dog. They reveal their intent and their bearing, and the humblest feint will confuse them. Never forget your wits, and you will always see the dawn.
Jardir made as if to run toward the nearest demon pit, then turned sharply and ran instead for the steps. He dodged around the rubble and barricades on sheer memory, wasting no time in confirming with eyes what his head knew. The demon gave chase, but Jardir gave it no more thought, focusing only on his path ahead.
Oot!
But Hasik's alcove was empty. The warrior must have just sprung another trap and was at the ambush point fighting. He managed to put some ground between himself and the clay demon in the makeshift maze, but it was still close behind when the ambush point came into sight. Jardir darted around the last barrier, and a pair of quick hands grabbed him and yanked him off to the side.
You think this is a game, rat?
Jardir had no reply and thankfully needed none as the demon came charging into the ambush point. A Dalsharam threw a net over it, tripping it up. Several warriors tackled it and pinned it to the ground. One Dalsharim took a rake of claws to the face and fell away, but another took his place, grabbing two of the demon's overlapping armor plates and pulling them apart with his hands, revealing the vulnerable flesh beneath. Asik flung Jardir aside, running in and driving his spear into the opening. Jardir's delight was short-lived, though, as Hasik let go the spear, leaving it jutting from the dead Alagai and stormed over to him.
You think yourself a better Nisharam? You could have gotten men killed, taking it upon yourself to drive Alagai into a trap that had not been reset!
I meant no...
I gave you no leave to speak, boy! Your orders were to stay in your alcove. Not lead Alagai to the backs of unprepared warriors!
Better he brought it here with some warning than left it loose on the terrace, Hasik!
Hasik glared at him but held his tongue. Jessen was an older warrior, perhaps even 40 winters, and the others in the group deferred to him in the absence of Kaval or the Kaisharam. He was bleeding freely from where the demon had clawed his face.
You would not have been injured.
These will not be my first demon scars, and everyone is a glory to be cherished. No, get back to your post. There are demons yet to kill this night.
As you say, the night is young.
You, get back to your post too, boy.